target substitute quite often, but God does not need any substitute. When you play a game, if a member of our team is injured, we immediately get a substitute. For everything that you do on earth, we are apt to have a substitute if necessity demands. But in God's case, He does not need a substitute. In His team, He never wants a substitute. Why? God wants you to be on His team and occupy a special place, a special post. He wants you to be at a particular place, to do a particular thing in His cosmic game. He wants you to play at a particular place, a particular game. Now, if you say that today you are sick, today you are not in a cheerful frame of mind, today you are disturbed, today a lethargy is disturbing you, you can have millions of reasons why you want to take rest and send a substitute. But God will say, you want a substitute, to offer a substitute, but do you not realize that each and every one has been designed a post, a career? In my cosmic game, I want you to play a special game and occupy a special part. Now, if you want to offer me a substitute, that particular substitute will be out of place. He will have no part to play. If I ask you in the cosmic soccer football game to play in the center forward, and if I ask a friend of yours to play right wing, now just because you are not in a cheerful frame of mind, just because you are disturbed, just because you are angry with me, just because something is wrong with you, if you want somebody else to replace you, do you not think that that particular person will not be in his post? His part will not be executed by him or by anybody. If I constantly supply a substitute, if you constantly supply a substitute, if the whole world will send substitute, then how can all the parts, how can all the careers that have to be fulfilled in life, in my creation, can be fulfilled? In my cosmic team, I shall never accept a substitute from you, but you have to play your part He has to play his part. If I take him away to play your part, his part will remain empty. No, everybody has to play his own part. Then only we can fight against ignorance. If each one is at his proper place, if each one is playing untiringly, soulfully and unconditionally to please me, then only I can fight against ignorance. Then only in the tug of war between the divine and the undivine, between ignorance, existence and wisdom, light, when there is tug of war, we shall win. Never will I accept a substitute. To accept a substitute is to weaken the game. If we replace a particular place, then who is going to replace the place? The place that remains empty. So no substitute in God's team. You play your role. Let him play his role and let me play my role at this proper place. Then only our pilot supreme, our captain supreme, is bound to win the victory. And this victory is for whom? Not only for him, but for us as well. For we are one, eternally one. Father and children are eternally one. Mother and children are eternally one. No substitute. No substitute in God's cosmic game.